You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM and 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your host are Wally or Wole.
My man. So talking
Ray
about.
And me, Will T. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, homie?
Nothing much.
Just, you know, it's a, you know, for the DMV fan base, a lot of people are excited and happy. Jay's gone.
They shouldn't be totally happy. Yep. I mean, they shouldn't be totally happy because there's still one guy in the building who controls everything, and he's responsible for the culture that's there. So
true.
We're going to learn this show that one man here is truly depressed about the Washington Redskins, as evidenced by there being carryout bags all over the room. The only time you eat fast food this much is when something's wrong.
What carryout bag are you talking about? That's Aldi. This is no.
Ain't no smiley face bag on Aldi,
this
bro.
This is like this is a religious garment, dog. This ain't nothing, huh?
What, Will? What's that?
The smiley face bag.
Oh, that's Nigerian food. Bro. That don't count.
Okay. That's a carryout.
That don't count. I don't need that crap. That don't count. Close enough, though. Subscribe to our podcast on
you
Stitcher,
went out and bought it.
iTunes and Google Play. Just search All Skins Everything with the Herb Sports Team.
Give me some jollof.
Also,
and Moy.
And Moy, you know it. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Team. Hit us up on our Urban Sports Team Facebook page. Will T.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
Here's what we have on tap. We'll talk about the Washington Redskins firing head coach Jay Gruden. Finally, we'll talk about whether playing Dwayne Haskins against the Miami Dolphins is good or bad move, and what to expect from Callahan. But first, after losing to the New England Patriots 33-7, the Washington Redskins fired head coach Jay Gruden. Thoughts?
Long time coming. After, you know, Sunday's performance, it was kind of, it's one of those things like, you know, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the video leaked Friday.
He gangster, dog. He's a gangster. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I won't say his name on the air. Yeah, you know,
yeah. But he's a gangster.
Find some dirt on me.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't mention his name, man.
But no, I just think it's interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go down the
yeah, go ahead, go for it.
This aisle of conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been reported that Washington knew about that video for 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years, bro.
Once the coach comes out and says, look, I'm starting Colt McCoy and not Dwayne Haskins, the first round quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Then magically this video just
pops
appears,
out. Mm-hmm.
Just comes out of nowhere. I like a good conspiracy theory like everyone else, but when you add that on top of what they did to kind of smear Scott McLuhan's name.
He did what he did, but they didn't have to.
They did what they did, but you could have kept it in house.
Of course, I agree. I agree.
It just leaves a lot to the imagination. You know, why did coincidentally this video just reappear if you knew about it for 3 years?
You watch The Godfather. You hold that thing. You hold it.
I mean, look, it's one thing if you know. I don't know if they released the video or not, or if they knew, or if they know who released it, the video. But it just goes to more to the culture of dysfunction.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The circus that surrounds, you know, this team, its ownership, and its senior management.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a good perception, you know. And now, let go of Jay Gruden. What's next? You know, who really – I'm not going to say who wants this job because, you know, it's only 32 of these jobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So somebody will want the job.
Yeah.
But – if you're an established coach, who wants to deal with this? Who wants to come in here and say, okay, I think I have what it takes to turn it around in D.C.? No one wants to deal with that.
No, that's not an issue. I mean, to me, yeah. I mean, obviously, the front office is an issue. And who wants to, like you said, like you mentioned, it's a good point. Knowing that you have a front office that can be high schoolish, you know, because we're looking at if – you know, our speculation is true, right?
Mm-hmm.
What coach wants to deal with something so high schoolish? right? What head coach wants to deal with somebody that will hold on that? And I'm not saying they did it, but who could possibly hold on to information and then all of a sudden leak it out just when you get the word that Colt McCoy is the starting quarterback? And then you can just use that information. Like you had three, like you said, Will, like 2-3 years you had that. It's been out there for 2-3 years. How come this didn't drop like a couple years ago? But it dropped right when there was drama. That's too much.
I mean, the optics of it, doesn't look right.
It's look right.
Raging Ray, you zone. Really focused on this game.
Yeah. I'm in a different headspace than y'all. I have a lot more questions as to why you didn't let Minuski go.
Yes, I'm with
as
you.
As to why Callahan, just because Callahan has experience, he has a bad track record as a head coach, and he has a bad reputation with players. I feel like Kevin O'Connell sitting right there. You've seen your coordinators leave before and become good head coaches. Why not give
the young boy?
Yeah, why not give somebody else a shot? I don't understand the thinking of Bruce Allen and why Bruce Allen even is still there. I really don't get it.
Well, I think that's the number one thing, right?
The Bruce Allen thing, right?
Yeah, if we're going to talk about the elephant in the room is Bruce Allen. Whether, you know, now a lot of fans are calling for the firing of Bruce Allen. I don't really think that's going to happen. I don't think Bruce Allen leaves this team until a stadium deal is finalized.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just don't. That's just my belief. That's one. Two, even if Bruce Allen were to step away from the football operation side of it, right, and just were to focus on the business side of running that team, he still would be like the shadow GM. Like he has established a culture within that organization that will linger until he's officially out of the building. So what coach wants to take – so I'll ask the question again. What coach in their right mind would want to come here and take this opportunity?
Like you said it earlier. You're going to get a coach who's not established, a younger coach who wants to put his name in a hat and say, you know what, I can build a program, I can improve a franchise, you know, for their own reputation, to build their own reputation. So it wouldn't be a coach
I disagree.
Yeah, because I was about to say, okay, let's look at probably the hottest offensive coach,
Lincoln Riley.
No. In the NFL, Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah,
right.
That's a good
offensive coordinator.
No, he is
one of the.
I'm laughing because he gained so much weight. Go ahead.
Eric Bieniemy, who's the offensive. For those who don't know, who's the offensive coordinator
for the Kansas City Chiefs? Yeah.
Right. He's under Andy Reid.
Yeah.
If I'm Eric Bieniemy, and I have, you know, I go in for the interview. Yeah. I say, look, I go back to Coach Reid. I say, look, you know, offer me the job. What do you think about the Washington franchise, right?
Yeah.
A guy like Andy Reid, who's been around for long enough to know.
What do you think he would say? It's Andy Reid's done business with the Skins on a number of times.
Pulled a fast one.
Yeah, exactly.
He's pulled a fast one.
I agree. No, I totally agree.
He would probably say, look, I think there are better opportunities for you.
Maybe.
Maybe. You know, I know that these 32 positions are rare, but if I were you, I would stay where I'm at and where you have a potentially generational great quarterback.
And you can take my spot.
And you can take my spot.
Agreed.
In a couple years.
No, if that's the plan. If Andy Reid wants to give up that time, because I know Andy wants to win a bowl. That's what Andy wants to win a bowl. So it is what it is. But if Eric Bieniemy being in a minority, getting an opportunity to be a head coach, I'm not saying, again, you don't know, and you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what this front office, this team, what they would throw at Eric Bieniemy. You don't know the amount of money.
Let's go to the other end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. You've mentioned Lincoln Riley.
Who came to the Monday night game.
If I'm Lincoln Riley, why the hell would I want to come here when I can stay at Oklahoma,
again,
be paid great, and be deemed as a god?
See, again,
rather than coming to DC and dealing with this dysfunction.
But you're looking at something different. Like, you're looking at it a different way. If I throw you a bag and I give you power,
you will never get power with Bruce Allen.
No. See, again, if Dan wants, I'm just giving you a way it can happen. I'm not saying, like, I'm giving you a way it could happen. I'm not saying, like, with Bruce or whatever. Bruce is not even in my eyesight with certain things. Just the same way I told folks about get it if they wanted to get Nick Saban. Like, I heard that before, and I was like, the only way you get Nick Saban is Bruce is gone. And if Dan really wants somebody bad enough, Bruce will be gone for Nick Saban. So I'm just saying, like, if you want a guy, like you mentioned, if you want a Lincoln Riley, if you like, you want Lincoln Riley, if you want a Nick Saban, because those individuals have programs they're running. So they're basically the CEOs of that operation. They're running that program. If you want those dudes, like you said, which I do agree, Bruce has to be out of the equation, period.
He's not going to be out of the separated.
No, I'm telling you. But I say it goes to Dan. So this is my point. This is where I'm going from. If Dan wants those dudes, like, in terms of the image, right? We're talking about the image. If Dan wants those dudes, if he wants to improve the image, he's going to have to get rid of Bruce, and then he can get those guys. Because that's the way you're saying, like, why would anybody want? I'm telling you, I'm giving you a scenario why they would, because Bruce is out of the equation.
Okay, Bruce is out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
But then you still have to deal with the, whether it's perceived or not, perception mm-hmm. that Dan Snyder,
he hasn't done anything in a while, though. He hasn't.
Interferes with football operations.
He hasn't in a while. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, what do you mean a while? There are reports that.
What?
In the draft, Dwayne Haskins.
That was Bruce. Bruce wanted what's tonight. It wasn't. Again, it's all Bruce. It's not even Dan.
I don't know. You're the media.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it a buck with you. I'm keeping it 100 with you. The issue of all this BS stuff, Dan is giving Bruce total autonomy to do whatever he wants. All right? And that's what it is. And Bruce is doing what he wants. And that's the issue with Dan is that he's giving the wrong individual power. That is the issue with Dan. Because Dan has, he has given away that whole image of Dan's hands on. The issue when Dan effed up the church's money is when he was dealing with RG3. That was it. He's giving Bruce the power, and Bruce is Bruce is taking advantage of it. And he has to go. Now, if Dan can't get rid of Bruce, they're both problems because you're not trying to get rid of the problem.
Well, again, if it's Dan that's giving Bruce the power, then that means Dan is an issue as well.
That's what I'm saying.
Give Dan some credit, at least he hung in there with the coach longer than he should have. It's amazing that he hung on this long.
Because that coach is horrible.
It's crazy. I'm not understanding why more moves weren't made. But you all mentioned Lincoln Riley. He was not in my thought process. But I do think you got to go to the college ranks to get a coach, because a lot of NFL guys are not going to want to come to this franchise for the mentions. For the reasons you already mentioned. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's my whole point. You're probably going to have to go and get you a guy who is going to be new to the NFL scene and looking to get a fresh start himself. And this franchise will get a fresh start, and it's a win-win for both. You know, and then I think that will also limit some of the media pressures, as opposed to like what was suggested on ESPN. Oh, give Mike Tomlin full control.
That's not a good, you know, because
or if you get Josh McDaniels and give him full control, it's not going to work. You're going to have to go and again get a fresh face. Yeah. And that's somebody that's not in the league right now, who's not already turned off by the Washington Redskins dysfunction. But the new stadium deal, I'm not down with it, because you can't even fill the stadium. Everybody who was in attendance, including Wally, said it sounded like Foxborough.
It did. It was big time.
So why would you build a new stadium now when there's a all-time low, I guess, support.
Well, teams do it all the time.
Level of support.
Teams do it all the time. Bad teams build new stadiums all the time.
Like the Miami Marlins. Like
the Jaguars did it. Like they build
the Jaguars. Look at the Dolphins.
Yeah, a lot of teams build new stadiums when they don't get support. Dwayne Haskins won't start against the Dolphins. We'll discuss this after the break. You listen to All Skins, Everything with Urban Sports Saint for ages. You dig? Deuces. Are listening to All Skins, Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your host are me, Wole, not Wally, Wole, Ray, and Will T.
For the Dolphins game, interim coach Bill Callahan stated that the starting QB would be between Colt McCoy and Case Keenum. Do you agree that Dwayne Haskins should be that far behind those two players in terms of reps for the Dolphins game? Dolphins game?
This is, I guess this is the most concerning thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a fan of this team, but I'm just looking at this from a neutral perspective.
Yeah.
If Dwayne Haskins, your perceived future franchise quarterback at this young juncture of the season is that far behind Colt McCoy and Case Keenum.
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Something's wrong.
I don't know if he's that far. Well, he's behind these individuals in the coach's mind. But when you listen to Callahan speak about the situation when he's doing the presser, and he mentioned that we're going to change how we've been doing things in terms of grooming Dwayne to eventually start. He said we're finally going to give him reps with the starting unit, like finally going to give him some reps. And I'm thinking to myself, finally starting to give him reps. Like you didn't sprinkle them any. I mean, a little by little. Like even for instance, I believe like, and I could be wrong, but I think even Patrick Mahomes, right?
Uh-huh.
Didn't he? I swear he got some work, like no, with no, in practice. He didn't get any work at all.
Oh, in practice.
So I'm saying in practice. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry about that. Dwayne
didn't get from what Callahan made it sound like. It was like Dwayne got no work in practice. Basically, like he was doing scout team reps, and that's it. That was it. And so my question is to Jay, like, all right, dang, dude, like,
set him up for failure.
Exactly.
Look, I mean, we had this discussion a couple of weeks ago. When I said, do you trust that coach to put Dwayne Haskins in the best position?
Yeah,
you know, if you like put him on the field.
Yeah.
I understand, you know, when Jay Gruden was here, you know, he has a system, he has an offense, and he has a way that he wants to see this offense run.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, if you have a guy who is deemed far more talented than the two guys in front of him,
mm-hmm.
You make changes to the playbook.
Yeah.
So you cut down on some of the verbiage. You give him, okay, these are a package of plays he feels comfortable with, and you just go from there.
Yeah.
And you build on top of that every week.
Yeah.
I don't understand, you know, unless Dwayne Haskins just has no grasp of the playbook, isn't able to articulate the plays and get you out of the huddle, isn't able to call the protection, isn't able to read a defense.
Yeah.
Even if he isn't able to read a defense, you can still, as an offense coordinator, you can put him in a position to only have to cut down and read half of the field.
And that's what annoys me about it. If you listen to Lewis Riddick, who, you know, was pretty candid and really blunt, who's a fan of Dwayne Haskins in terms of him coming out of college. That was the thing, that Dwayne could read defenses. Dwayne was intelligent enough to, you know, to grasp a playbook. All of these things that just leaked out about Dwayne in terms of not being able to read defense and understand a playbook and quote unquote seem like he's not a smart quarterback was completely the opposite, you know, when he was going through the draft situation. You know what I mean? His only thing was that he didn't have experience. That was the only thing that came out, was like, all right, Dwayne doesn't have the experience because he didn't play that many games in college. But in terms of intelligence, that was never the issue.
The problem is you're 0-5.
Yeah, that's the main issue. Yeah.
Because before the season, it was widespread speculation that Dwayne Haskins simply would not play this year.
Yeah.
And you thought you had a good defense, and you thought you would be competitive.
Mm.
Now you're 0-5 and everybody wants to just, you know, throw your hands up and say, let's see what we got for the future. You know, and I disagree with that, because you're going to set Dwayne Haskins up for a failure with a bad offensive line and with Trent not there. There's just too much going on. You're also relying on an inexperienced receiving core. It's just not a lot of good components.
Nah, you still got to get that work, though,
to
bro.
Plug him in.
You got to get that work.
But the thing was, Case played better, right?
Yeah, Case
in
is better.
Preseason.
Yeah.
And Case, to me, that was Jay just saying, well, Bruce Allen, look, this is what you wanted.
No.
Well, let me ask you this. You say you can't put him out there, right?
Yeah.
But okay, you're 0-5.
Yeah.
There are what, two other teams that are 0-5,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
How will you know what you have? Because right now it looks as if you may have a top three pick.
And you may want to get
two. And you may want to make a decision to say, hey, now I understand you have practice footage on him, and you'll be able to see how his progression has gone from week to week in the film. But if you got to know something about Dwayne Haskins in live game situations outside of the three interception performance against
the Giants, when you set him up for failure, you had no work.
No, I'm not going to say you. I'm not gonna say you throw him out there now, but I think there definitely needs to be a plan in place that Dwayne Haskins plays at least six games.
Only because so they're losing so much.
But that's what teams do, though.
You have to know.
Yeah, when you're a bad team, look at Josh Allen. He was horrible last year. They groomed him, and he's better than he was last year. Like, you have to know what you got, because if they're going to play the way they're playing, and especially if you're going to decide to think about starting Colt McCoy, if it's Case Keenum you're referring to, then I can ride with that a little bit.
That was the whole point of training.
No. I'm saying I can ride with that, but they were starting Colt McCoy last week.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you started
Colt is Jay's guy.
I know. Yeah. I'm saying, like, that's my thing. Like, you starting Colt, you might as well start Dwayne.
I ultimately think that. I think that Colt McCoy decision is like the straw that broke the camel's
back. Oh, he knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knew he was gone. Real talk, he knew he was gone.
He said, I thought I was gone at the Giants game. You saw the interview. Didn't you? So he was like, why not?
Yeah.
Basically is what he was saying.
No,
again, you're going to damage this young man if you put him out there when he's not ready. And again,
George is agreeing with you, right? George is agreeing.
Thank you. Because even when Diane Cheeseborough was on the show, as talented as she said he was, because she spent so much time in camp, she said what she heard was that he was not going to play this season. And that was the plan.
Well, that was always the plan.
Exactly.
The plan.
But and now we need to see.
Should, though.
Plus, is the quarterback class coming out right now. You got Tua, right?
And the dude from Oregon. Who's good, supposedly. Because you got to go with the projections.
I want to look in the past. I don't know what teams have taken quarterbacks back to back years in the top 15 like that.
The Cardinals.
And the Cardinals.
They will do it.
The Cardinals did it. I'm just saying. And how's that working out? They what?
They don't mess up. No, I'm saying teams will do it. My thing is that you have to know, because Tua comes out.
Good teams.
Everyone's going to. People will do it regardless. If you're a bad team, this is the way the NFL works. It's unfortunate. It sucks. The NFL works this way. If you are a very bad team and that quarterback has not shown you anything because you ain't put him on the field, they will look at the other quarterback and say, you know what? This is a true franchise quarterback. Don't forget, Haskins was a what pick? 15th. Tua is a one. You will think about that hard. That's all I'm saying. All I'm just being real. Like, you got to see what you got. You got to see what you got to steal. So let's put it this way. If, say, the Kansas City Chiefs, as great as Pat Mahomes was, and he was awesome. But let's say Kansas City Chiefs was bad, period, like flat out bad. You don't think Andy Reid would have played Pat Mahomes? You think he would just have played Alex Smith the whole way through?
We're talking about Andy Reid. Andy Reid's a different beast.
I'm just telling you, if the Kansas City Chiefs started that season, let's say they were 0-7. You think Alex Smith would be the starting quarterback throughout the whole season?
I do. For the simple fact that in Philly, Michael Vick was sitting there. Had returned to form, but yet he didn't start him. It was an injury.
But they weren't. That got Michael Vick the job. What did I just say? I said 0-5, 0-6. This is the thing. It's the same situation.
It's a different scenario.
Do you think that Andy Reid would be like, you know what?
I don't know why. I'm not going to get in a heat argument with the Redskins.
It's not heated. I just can't do it. I'm just being
real. I'm not getting stressed out with a team that's this bad.
No, I'm not. I'm saying this. That's football. I'm just telling you, that's football. It's not about the skins. It's football. When you're a bad team. It's the truth. When you're a bad team, you got a rookie quarterback as your backup. Usually what happens? You sit that vet. Like, even Daniel Jones.
Well, I will. There is a case. Philadelphia with Andy Reid.
Which are?
Doug Peterson was the starting quarterback, and they had drafted Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
Donovan McNabb sat.
The whole year?
He sat most of the year, but there was a blowout. I think there was a blowout game. Yeah. And then he inserted Donovan McNabb, and Donovan McNabb, I think, threw like 3 or 5 interceptions,
something like that.
Yeah. And then he went back to Doug Peterson. Yeah.
But he played. But Donovan finished the season out.
I don't believe so.
Because he finished the season out. Donovan finished the season out. He did. He finished the season out.
I'm not going to say I know for sure. I like Donovan McNabb a lot out of Syracuse, so I know he finished the season out.
All I'm saying is that when you got a bad squad, that rookie quarterback finishes out the season.
To me, it also depends on the talent level. Would you say that Dwayne Haskins is not Donovan McNabb? He's not Michael Vick. He's not a next generational talent.
I argue with that. See, I think Dwayne Haskins is talented.
I think he's very talented.
I think he's very. I think he's better than the dudes you got. He think he's 10 times better talent wise than the dudes you have in front of him. That's my argument.
It's just the guy's more experienced. That's the big difference.
If you had better, if you had other individuals who are better than him, like in terms of arm talent or whatnot, I would totally agree with you. But these dudes aren't better than
him. It's bigger than just arm talent, though. It's knowing the game. It's experience.
I agree.
It's the speed of the game.
But, bro, if you're talking about football, I'm talking about football in terms of how football has always been. Like executives work, coaches work. I'm telling you, this is what it is. Your team is bad with a vet quarterback. You got a rookie, a first round pick, second round pick. You're not staying the whole year.
Wow, that's not the argument, though. The argument is not what football is like. It's about is this kid ready?
That's how you run it, though. I'm just saying, that's how you run it. You talking about other franchises. That's how good franchises run it. Not even like the Skins are a bad franchise. I'm talking about this how good franchises run it. Nice. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, hey, if they throw Dwayne Haskins in, it ruins him. That's on them.
That's on him. If he ruins it, he wasn't cut out for it. That's how I look at it. You can't just ruin a kid if it's a bad team.
If he's that talented and you know he's talented,
man, get to it. Then you get to it because you're going to be a bad team. This is a bad team.
Well, to Ray's point,
what did you find the McNabb thing?
No, I'm looking at it. Well, he played in 12 games, but he started 6.
His rookie season?
Yeah, 1999. To Ray's point, you can't really evaluate a quarterback until you have certain pieces around him, right?
Yeah.
They gonna throw this man there with no offensive line, a bank, no reliable receivers. Bro, it's ridiculous.
Is McLaurin good?
Yeah, he's been injured lately.
He was back last week. Is McLaurin good? He's played well.
He's a rookie.
You got a receiver.
Inexperienced.
Ray, you said you have no wide. You can't just say he's a rookie. You said he has no wide receiver.
I said inexperienced wide receivers. You always throw stuff in my mouth.
You have no wide receiver. You said first you have no wide receiver. No, now it's not
I
no
said inexperience.
No, you first said no wide receiver.
Then I said inexperience.
No, look. Now
we can play it back. That's it. Inexperience first.
Hey, let's go. I want to talk about the Mystics, man. Dang, you got me talking about
that. No, because you're a fan and it shows.
No, I'm being real. I'm talking about football. I'm not talking about being a fan. I was agreeing with certain things you were saying. I'm just talking about football. How football teams run their organizations. That's how what typically happens, right? That's what typically happens.
We're not talking about other football teams, though. We're talking about this.
Bro,
team
that's
right
how
now.
Even good football teams, right? Because that's what you want to compare it to. Good football teams do the same thing.
All right.
Great show. I want to thank you all for listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play. Just search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Now, y'all, what I'm supposed to say? Oh, I know. You've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM and 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia, for ages. You dig? Deuces. A mega. Lead us out, big homie.